Hello everybody, this is another edition of the Best of Worst Day Obscure. Today I'm going to talk about some still cameras that can also take video. The first of which is $800, it's the Sanyo HD1. It's the first solid camera that can shoot widescreen, that's really small. It's really cool, it takes high def video, capturing in, it's a 1280 by 720, and for those of you who don't know, when you're watching things on TV, it's 29.97 frames per second. But this this camera shoots in 30, so it's just a little above. The still shots are really nice. They're 5.1 megapixels. So if you want to spend $800 on a pretty good camera, it's pretty small. This is a great camera, Sony, or the Sanyo HD1. Then there's the Casio EX-S600. It's nice, it takes 6 megapixel stills and shoots MP4 video. Pretty nice, pretty small, but it doesn't have DVD software, and when you're taking videos, it's only one channel audio. There are different channels. This is $400, but this one looks more like a camera, like a regular digital camera, and the other one looks more like video cameras. This next one is the Sony DSC M2. It's $500. It's a really nice 2-inch screen, 5.1 megapixels, 3x optical zoom. It's a really nice thing, but the whites aren't good, and red kind of has too much orange, and the greens were kind of teal. You know, you're dropping $500 on this, so unless it's really good, don't get it. This last one that I want to talk about is the Aiptex. I don't know how to say it. A-I-P-T-E-K. Aiptex. MVPR, it's $200, which is really not as expensive. It can capture TV shows from your TV, so if you don't have a TiVo, this is great. You can put them on your computer, put them on your iPod then, video iPod. Pretty good color on movies, but the video quality is kind of more closer to a webcam. No zoom, and you know, you can't shoot video and stills at once. So that's it for this edition of the Best, the Worst, the Obscure. Please email me and if you comments and questions. And if you want to get on the show via Skype, also email me, bestworstobscure@gmail.com, and the website, bestworstobscure.podomatic.com.